Students at Homer High aligned themselves to form a large number 17 on the football field in recognition of the 17 students killed in Florida last week. Unfortunately, that's not the first time kids have felt compelled to make a show of support in the wake of a school shooting.
You know, we saw a little bit as well after Sandy Hook. Soldotna High School made a really big heart with all the kids and kind of shared their compassion and their thoughts with that community.
That's District Communications Liaison Peggy Erkineff. I wanted to hear what the district thought about the demonstration, considering some of the backlash the Florida students have received over the past week.
We see this across the country, I think, with kids wanting to come together, and there's a lot of different voices that are happening, but within the context of the school, they're not organized by the school, but the school is working with students so that the students that are expressing a desire to do this are doing it in a safe way and outside the instructional time.
Now, of course, the school district and the borough are in the opening rounds of what may be a contentious fight over education funding. The district has cut a number of administration and support positions over the past few years. But school counselors and psychologists, who are often looked to find warning signs of potentially violent behavior, have so far been spared. There are 14 and a half full-time counselors and a dozen psychologists in the district.
As there are reductions in staff, and we've tried to keep them far away from the classroom, we also know that in the classroom, and those relationships are foundational for people. So who's falling through the cracks? What are we not seeing? And that comes from a student perspective, and it comes from a teacher and a counselor, and we are definitely paying attention to that. And we actually did have a conversation this week about, well, what would happen if we had somebody at a district level that really was working with school safety, but there's not funding for that right now in our budget.
Nor is there likely to be any time soon, given the district's ongoing budget shortfalls and the borough's reluctance to fund the district to the state cap.
We're having a different set of conversations, and we're not saying immediately no. We're actually analyzing and looking at, what do we need? How can we be better? How can we best serve our students and create safe learning communities?
That safety was challenged on Tuesday in Nanilchik. A 12-year-old middle school student made threatening remarks about bringing a gun to school. He's currently in custody at the Kenai Youth Facility. Erkineff says school counselors were on hand, and any potential disciplinary action will be handled after the investigation by state troopers is completed. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.